I'm joined by Rhonda Reif. We talk each month about ways to live with the season, to feel better with the season, to understand the season, and also how to just simply feel healthier no matter what the season or the month is. We are in the month of May. We've had, as Rhonda was telling me before, May is a transition month. And I guess it really is. It's the bridge between the spring and the bridge between spring and summer. And it's also a month of change for a lot of things. It's graduation month for the most part for people that are going on. But we're also going to talk about arthritis because it affects so many people, and particularly the fact that there's arthritis and then there's rheumatoid arthritis, which is a much more very, very difficult condition to deal with. But we're going to talk a little bit about that as well. But it is the month of May. You said May is a month of change, and you said it is because it's a 5-month. Can you explain that for us in layman's terms?
Sure. May is the 5th month of the year. And if you, go by Pythagorean mathematics and look at what his research showed, is that, he said that every number had a predictability, whether it was the number of leaves on a plant or a date or, a particular name. Those kinds of things, music, could all be reduced down to mathematical probability. And the 5 is a risk number. It's about change, travel, variety, risk, freedom, courage, all of those kinds of things. So those are the things that are going to be coming up this month. It's going to be the theme for the whole month. And also, the whole month started off with a lunar eclipse. And so first off, with a full moon, which is what made the lunar eclipse possible. But so we had the full moon energy. And then it was also an eclipse. So those are supercharged things. And if you think about it, if the moon can cause a change in the tide in the ocean, with our bodies being over 70% water, imagine what it's doing to the water in our bodies. So there is, some little scientific stuff there that's going on about how the moon can physically affect us. That all of those things are happening with that eclipse and then with the full moon. That started off the month. And then from there, now it's going to just have all of these things going on. And this particular blood moon or full moon was in Scorpio. And so it has to do with, and that's because the moon transits every few days. It's not within the zodiac sun sign. It's going to be about karma. So this is going to be about letting go of things that no longer serve you, that no longer fit with you. It may not be it's a bad thing. It just may be that it's not a good fit any longer. Maybe you've outgrown it, or, it's gone in a completely different direction than what you had. And that could be a relationship. It could be a habit. It could be a location where you live, a job, those kinds of things. So the whole month of May is about change. You spice it up with the full moon starting off, which is always about endings and starting something new, and then add a dose of a eclipse in there. And wow, there's a lot of stuff that's going to happen this month. So that's what starting off that whole energy for the month of May, and it's going to just go from there. So this is the month about letting go, and then later on in the month, it's going to be about taking that new direction of where you want to go.
And it's also as the embers of the Mercury in retrograde, and we've talked about this at many times, and I know Mercury in retrograde does seem to have, if you're making business deals, if you're making contracts, if you're making plane connections, if you're doing traveling, if you're doing any of those things, it does have a tendency to disrupt some of your the basic flow of things in terms of the business part of your life, the contract part of your life, and the travel part of your life. And I think that it's not necessarily going to be, putting a kibosh on it, but it's something that is, when you're aware of it, you're simply going to be a little more patient and a little more careful, right?
Yes, and you if you plan for the fact that there could be a delay or that you might have to, re-sign that legal document or go back and renegotiate something, or even technology, anything communication is what Mercury rules. So even technology with computers or anything like that, phones, all of that stuff is going to be affected. And the good news is that we're almost through. May 14th is when it turns direct, but also remember that that's when it, physically stops going in reverse, in retrograde. There's still going to be that sort of gray shadow time where there'll be transition for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
So it's not going to be completely stop on the 14th. That is when it goes direct. That's when you're going to see things easing up. But then expect it's still going to have a little residual effects going on for the next couple of weeks after that.
But hopefully it'll be one of those things fading away. It's a month that we talked about is the fact that you have your, as I said, it tends to be its graduation. It's high school, college graduation, people moving to new jobs, new things. So it really does sort of fit in with that condition or the situation of change. Speaking of the month of May, it is Arthritis Awareness Month. And I don't know how many people are affected by arthritis, but I know it's got to be a lot of people. Is that right?
Yes. 1 in 5 people, which also includes children. 1 in 5 Americans. And that just was, amazing to me. Like, I thought, wow, that's a lot. And it's also the number one cause of disability in the United States. Now, that doesn't mean that you didn't get disability for back pain, but that could be because of the arthritis or, something similar going on with that. So I thought that was a really interesting statistic, too. So there's 2 major forms, rheumatoid and then osteoarthritis. And there's a difference. The osteoarthritis affects more like the spine, and it can cause buildup of calcium or wear down of the tissues in the joints. But rheumatoid arthritis really affects the joints, and it can be absolutely debilitating. It actually, sort of destroys the joints, lots of inflammation, extremely painful. Not a lot you can do for that one.
Is there, in terms of treatment or in terms of movement or in terms of natural remedies for this, is there anything that specifically will help either of those varieties of arthritis?
Yeah, in fact, when you go to look up, things that will help arthritis, pretty much every place that you Google or look up or talk to, there's always a list of natural things that will help, which is unusual. In our culture, that's usually not the case for other illnesses or whatever. So one of the things that they say is that, you need to stay active, but you also need to realize that there's a balance. Don't overdo it. You have to have the balance between rest and actual activity. And by activity, it could be walking or, it wouldn't necessarily be, running a marathon or something like that. But one of the things that's really good for people that have arthritis, no matter which kind it is pool therapy. Walking in the pool, doing water. They have actual arthritis water classes, all of those kinds of things, because the pool helps take off the pressure of the joints. That helps you to stay mobile. So so that has a lot to do with it, too. So, getting in the pool, walking in the pool, swimming, doing, a water exercise class. Generally, there's one for arthritis, which is less impact on the joints. That's really, really helpful. And then dietary, there's a lot to do with dietary. And then actually massage, energy work, acupuncture, a lot of those things, actually chiropractic, those things can also help. Keeping things going. Anything that increases the circulation in the body is going to help that inflammation.
But it is inflammation that causes the arthritis, which actually causes so many things, isn't it? Isn't that right?
Yeah, inflammation can cause all kinds of things. And, one of the culprits, and it talks about this too, if you read up on the arthritis, is that gluten. Gluten absolutely causes the swelling in the gut, in the brain. The gut and the brain are linked. But it also causes inflammation in the body. And so, gluten is one of the things, if you have either kind of arthritis, that you want to take a look at, if you have rheumatoid arthritis, they say that a lot of the nightshade vegetables, which are like peppers and tomatoes and those kinds of things, are ones that you want to avoid. I do have friends that have rheumatoid arthritis, and they say that that does make a difference. But anything that can do that can help reduce the inflammation. So even like a warm bath, warm hot cold bath, sitting in a spa or jacuzzi tub, those will also help. Paraffin dips, that really helps your hands or your feet if you have arthritis there, because it has that warm, that sort of waxy thing. So there's another thing that you can do. Biofeedback, meditation, everything too. But one of the things that I have found that has really helped with inflammation in my own personal body, but also working with clients and stuff too, is because it was a client that told me about it, so that's why I started trying it, is green lipid muscle supplement. And it is powerful for helping get rid of inflammation in the body, especially in the joints. So it's good for inflammation and especially osteoarthritis. And again, rheumatoid arthritis is its own kind of beast. It's where the body is almost attacking itself. So that, you know, there's some things that you're just going to maybe do things there that are going to give you relief.
Say the name of the supplement again, so we can be clear.
It's green lipid mussels, like, you know, like the mussels like you would eat.
Okay.
And the thing is that comes from New Zealand, and the freeze-dried is really good because it's preserved with that, too. And again, there wasn't one certain brand over another that, you know, that they suggested. That the first one was like $80 a bottle, and now I've found them for around $12.
Is the best way to buy it is online, or is there stores that have it naturally in stock or not?
Oh, I'm sure that downtown Nature's Corner would probably have them.
Okay.
You want to make sure that you're getting a quality kind of brand. You don't want to get something that I'm not big on big box stores buying vitamins there because you never know what's in them. Sometimes they come from other places. But, you know, if you have an online place or a lot of chiropractors sell supplements, any kind of a health food store, those kinds of places would that too. But it's amazing how much, you know, one or two tablets of those a day really affects the inflammation, you know, more than if, you know, a lot of people say take ibuprofen or Motrin or, you know, whatever, but after a while, those things really cause havoc on your liver and your stomach.
They really do, and I think that's the thing. This is one case where if you can find a way to improve your health and natural ways to fight inflammation, doing it without taking any of these drugs that have side. Well, they do. They build up in the bloodstream, and they can also. You're right. They affect some of your major organs. So don't, if you're hooked on ibuprofen or any of those other things, just be very careful with that. Find other natural ways if you can, and other supplements that will work to help relieve that inflammation and relieve the arthritis. And remember, it is a month of change, so be prepared
There's just one more too that I wanted to mention.
Yeah.
Glutamine, and that one has made a big difference too.
Okay.
As far as it helps just overall as an antioxidant, but it really helps the joints and inflammation as well too. And those, you know, if you're interested in that one, I have these patches that have that actual supplement in it, and they work really well. Like, you put them on your body in different points. In fact, actually, you put them on specific acupuncture points. And you wear like one for 12 hours, and it really is an amazing thing with that too. It's a way that it's not necessarily going through the digestive system, but that's another one that I found that is really good for inflammation, not necessarily arthritis, but just inflammation in general, and it's an antioxidant. But it also was listed as one of the number one things to help people that have arthritis as well too. So, you know, it's something again that, you know, very first thing was about balance, and, you know, that's basically what holistic stuff is all about, is finding that balance between the two things. And again, I'm not saying don't take something for pain. The green lipid mussels are not going to help with pain. But once you get rid of the inflammation, that's where a lot of the pain comes from, is from that inflammation and then the inability to have mobility, you know, to walk or do things with that too. So, and again, that's, you know, talk to your doctor. You don't have to listen to me. I'm just telling you what's worked for me personally. That one has been one that's been really helpful with.
Find ways that you can do things naturally without building up toxic substances in your body that can have more harm than some of the values that they do. But anyway, you can find out more by going go to Rhonda's website, which is RhondaReif.com, and that'll pretty much take you anywhere, right?
That'll take you to all of my contact things, whether it's email or phone or Facebook or LinkedIn or whatever. And again, you know, it's not going to talk about the supplements and stuff too. That was just something I brought in from doing this Arthritis Awareness Month. And again, talk to your doctor, you know, make sure there's no contraindications for anything we talked to about today, because we're just talking about things that could help people, you know, something for them to explore.
Find ways to feel better as much as you can naturally. But yes, do talk to your doctor and be aware that inflammation inflammation is something that yes, you can reduce that inflammation and you can feel better. But if you want, again, RhondaReif.com. And again, join us again next month when we talk about summer with Rhonda.